Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
To hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web, this is The Rob Carson Show.
Hour number two of The Rob Carson Show. We have special guest John Frederick's going to join us in one moment here. The number is 800-922-6680. A lot of the plate, including the Trump trial in New York City, that the media is... broadcasting live from. This is the last dying gasps of their coordinated attack against Donald Trump to keep him from becoming the next president of the United States. They're debating whether or not Donald Trump should be jailed for contempt for violating the gag order, which, by the way, Stormy Daniels never did. She never violated that gag order. And the order was, by the way, from her director, don't. And she never did. So that's coming up in just one second. Do you want to mention, I told you that 2024, they're going to do their level best to make it into 2020 all over again. We know what happened in 2020. We know what happened after 2020. We had supply chain breakdown. We had people not able to get paper towels or eggs or just about anything in the grocery store. Do you suppose after 4 years of violence and nonsense with drug chains going out of business, with Dwayne Reed's locking up all of their goods with China now officially being aggressive? And where do most of our drugs come from? China, thank you very much. Isn't it time you got an emergency medical kit from the wellness company? If you need an emergency medical kit, and I would venture to say you need an emergency medical kit, all you got to do is go to twc.health/Carson, twc.health/Carson. You can get the necessary meds in case there is an emergency, another pandemic, for instance, Z-Pak, amoxicillin, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, all of the drugs that were banned by the FDA and the CDC during COVID, even though they are known to be effective. twc.health/Carson to save 10%. Do it today. Get an emergency medical kit. Get a travel kit. Get a pandemic kit. twc.health/Carson to save 10%. Let's go to John Frederick on the Newsmax hotline. Hello there, John. How are you doing, my brother?
Hey, it's always great to be on the Rob Carson Show. Now in West Virginia, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, all through Virginia, Atlanta, and any other market that we're in, you're there. So we love carrying you, Rob, and you've been a big part of the growth of our show. We're looking at some other markets, and everybody wants to rub cars and show you the biggest hit we got.
Thank you, my friend. I do appreciate it. And I think that together, you and I, and I know what you do, and you are one of the best talk show hosts out there. You have a grasp on the topics that most don't. I think it's a very good combination. You've got, I like to bring mockery and ridicule back, just like Rush Limbaugh did. When I was working for Mr. Limbaugh, and I think it's a perfect combination. You had a blockbuster interview yesterday with Donald Trump. You are making some headlines today. One of the things that he said is that at least for now, he appears to be behind Mike Johnson as the speaker. What did he have to say about that, John Fredericks?
Well, I think, look, I mean, I asked him to square the disconnect between his base, which doesn't want Mike Johnson, and his unadulterated support for him, because there is a divide there. And I think, you know, the president's position was, listen, Marjorie Taylor Greene here is way off base, and we need to stick together right now and have some form of unity in the party moving forward. He thought that trying to dump Johnson right now would be chaotic. He said he likes Mike Johnson. He's only got a one-seat majority. And so, look, that was the president's position. It's not the position of the majority of his MAGA base. So he's at odds with him in that, and I think he explained the situation, and now people have to make up their own minds what to do. Green doesn't have a plan. I'm not a fan, okay?
Yeah.
Green doesn't have a plan. She doesn't have a what happens next. She doesn't have the votes. But they're not going to be able to topple them, because then you got to say yourself, with who? I mean, look, I'm not a Mike Johnson fan. I think he's been horrible. I think he's worse than McCarthy. But here's Marjorie Taylor Greene's problem, okay?
Yes.
You back McCarthy the whole time. Tell me the difference between Johnson and McCarthy. Zero.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You back McCarthy because he gives you the committee seats you want. Johnson doesn't care if you live or die, so now you're not for Johnson. So the whole thing stinks to me, because nobody can tell me the difference between Mike Johnson and Kevin McCarthy. They would have done the exact same thing, and they're both doing it the same way. I'm going to go with the president here. He's trying to win this election and save the country. And his view is this is not the time there for change. That's his view.
Well, I think that that a lot of damage could be done by the Democrats should they assume the majority in the House, things that we can't even imagine. This is Matt Gaetz yesterday talking about that. Let me see if I can find it here real quick. Matt Gaetz had a comment on it yesterday. Let me see if I can find it, where he said, here's what he said, by the way. Hopefully you'll be able to hear this okay.
Yes. But here is what I regret to inform you. I do believe in a one-seat majority. There could be one or two or three of my colleagues who would take a bribe in one form or another in order to deprive the Republicans of a majority at all. And let me tell you what a Democrat speaker looks like. Their leadoff hitter will be declaring Donald Trump an insurrectionist and setting up a barrier to him being able to become the president of the United States if he is lawfully and legally elected, as I expect he will be. That'll be their leadoff hitter. And then the chaser to that shot will be a massive spending package that looks a lot more like the American Rescue Plan. They will blow past every concept of every cap ever imagined. You'll be looking at universal basic income. You could be looking at packing the Supreme Court. And so the risk that one or two of my corrupt...
In other words, the Democrat Party is a very, very dangerous enemy of the people right now. Did you talk to the president about what he's planning on doing with regard to the speakership after he is elected? And would he continue, do you suppose, to keep Mike Johnson in that position should we retain the House?
I think, you know, his position is we have to retain the House. We have to grow a majority.
Man.
But, you know, Matt Gaetz nailed it there, because you got a one-seat majority.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody gets sick or something happens to somebody, or, you know, they offer some rhino, never-Trumper, some huge committee seat or whatever, you know, you could flip this thing to Hakeem Jeffries, and then they'll have 12 months to do whatever they want. And so that risk, what President Trump was basically saying is today, is that is just too great at risk for us to take right now.
Yeah.
He said that would be the end of the country, and they would set everything up so even if I got in, I couldn't do anything.
Let me ask you.
That's why he just wants to stay right now with Johnson.
Yeah.
As distasteful as that is for all of us.
And it is.
That's the president's position right
now. All right. How is he handling this trial in New York? I mean, we all hear the sound bites. When you talk to him about what was happening, and obviously it is a joke. It is abhorrent. It is an injustice. And the possibility today of him possibly being jailed for contempt for violating the gag order. What did he have to say about the trial in New York that's going on right now?
Well, look, it's a scam, communist, Soviet era, you know, jackboot weaponized the government trial against them that, you know, no sane DA would take. The federal prosecutors wouldn't take it. So the whole thing's a joke, right? But the bottom line is this. He was more concerned on the phone yesterday with his family, with not being able to go to his son's graduation.
Yes.
You know, the stress that's going on within his family unit right now. That I know him a long time.
Yes.
That's what weighed on him, is his family. He figures he'll get through this. And look, the last time I had him on, I said, if you're convicted and sentenced and go to jail, will you run? He said, I will run from a prison cell.
Amen.
I will win.
Amen.
I will put my hand on a Bible on January 25th at 12:01 p.m. I'll pardon myself. I'll walk out. That's his view, and that's the kind of leader that he is and how tough he is.
I think that in every way, shape, and form, the Democrat Party has bitten its hand off. I think particularly with regard to Joe Biden trying to straddle the issue of these anti-Semitic, Nazi-like protests on university campi while also suggesting we be sympathetic to the Palestinians after October the 7th, I think that he has really screwed the pooch. What's the vibe that you're getting from people with regard to this latest the attempt to convert, make 2024 into 2020 all over again?
Well, I mean, look, they're going to try to steal it. They can't win on the issues. That's what Stephen A. Smith said the other day.
Yes.
They can't. The Democrats don't have – these are communists, Rob. It's not like when we were growing up and you were fighting Democrats. You had, you know, Scoop Jackson and you had, you know, Patrick – Moynihan from New York. I mean, reasonable people you could sit down and have a scotch with or a beer. Reasonable people. These people are communists. You're running against Communist Party USA masquerading as Democrats. The old Gus Hall, remember him? He used to run every year, right? Mm-hmm. Him and Angela Davis run Communist Party USA. I mean, based on these people, he would be the moderate now.
I know.
People are absolute bat crap crazy. All they want is power. They want to replace you as voters. They don't care. If your son dies of fentanyl, their position is it's collateral damage for the greater good.
Absolutely.
This is what we're dealing with. And until we understand what we're dealing with, we're going to continue to lose.
Yeah.
We've got to fight fire with fire.
But we can't lose, John. We cannot lose. We cannot lose. This is it right here, man. Listen, I appreciate you being on the show today, John Fredericks. John, where can people catch the entire interview with you and President Trump?
Just go on Rumble. That's the easiest thing. Go on Rumble, and it's under John Fredericks Media Network. Rob, good to be with you. I'll see you soon.
All right, brother. Take care of yourself. Let's take a break. You're listening to The Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Our money loses value every year due to inflation. In fact, the dollar has lost over 98% of its value relative to gold. What if you could earn income in gold, which can't get inflated away, instead of dollars? Monetary Metals does just that. They offer the ability to earn income in gold, growing your total ounces over time by leasing or loaning your gold to qualified gold-using businesses. Earn 2 to 5% annually on your gold while supporting qualified businesses in the gold industry. Or if you're an accredited investor, you could earn even higher yields, double digits, in their gold bond offerings. You can open an account directly on Monetary Metals website in less than 15 minutes. Fund your account by purchasing gold directly from Monetary Metals at less than 1% over spot, or you can use gold you already have. They provide free shipping and insurance and free storage and insurance for any metal in your account. Opt out of the dollar, central bankers, fiat currency, the corrupt financial system, and get your own personal gold standard with Monetary Metals. Visit monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information. Again, monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information or to get started opening your account.
Relentlessly slowing the spread of the stupid every day. It's the Rob Carson Show.
You know, every day I come in here, I try to digest the news and maybe bring a different take on things, possibly offer a bit of hope, and that's what I continue to do. You know, these protests on American campuses have exposed not only leftism, but rampant anti-Semitism. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that we know now. I'm grateful that we know what and who we're up against. As I like to say, they've uncovered their faces so we can kick their asses. And we're going to. And we are in the middle of the greatest threat we've ever faced. You know, we always talk about the Civil War and we talk about the Revolutionary War, but we have enemies within our government. That's another thing I'm grateful for, is we know that our federal government is a corrupt cabal. I mean, it is rotten to the core. Every every department, every agency is absolutely rotten to the core, including the IRS, including the IRS. Yeah, yeah. Here's Harriet Hageman. Because the IRS is surveilling you and me, kids.
We have learned is that the IRS, in fact, has been using AI to access bank accounts of American citizens without any kind of a search warrant or even without any specific claim that they have committed a crime. So this was something that was discovered by an undercover journalist, and what they found is that the IRS has claimed that...
Gee, I wonder why they needed those 87,000 IRS agents.
They have access to every single person's bank account. This person also indicated that they've been working with the Department of Justice and that they have absolutely no problem whatsoever going after the little guy to make sure that they are paying their taxes.
This isn't about paying your taxes. It's about going after opponents of the government. You and me, the people who they said were purveyors of disinformation and misinformation, and going after them just like they do in communist China.
This is such a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment that we have, Jim Jordan and I, sent a letter to the IRS demanding that they provide additional information about what they are doing with AI and what they are doing to protect the civil rights of American citizens.
They don't care about the civil rights of American citizens. Are you out of your mind? That's why we need a complete overhaul. That's why we need a top-down overhaul of the federal government. People are going to have to be fired. People are going to have to go to jail. And I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to do a little. This is a little. What am I thinking here? This is a kind of a palate cleanser. A palate cleanser. Because brighter days are coming. We just need to stay focused. This is Jim Gossett.
There's a bloodbath coming this November. All this nonsense we're gonna remember. Trump's polling as high as an elephant's eye. And it looks like MSNBC's gonna die. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Biden is going away. All the polls are predicting a blowout. Nikki Haley's about to get blown out.
Well, she already won.
Trump will win every state. Every state's delegate, and soon he will seal Sleepy Joe's fate. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a super Tuesday. Nikki just isn't appealing. Time to get out of Trump's way.
That is Jim Gossett. If you want to help him out on Patreon, you can just go to Patreon. That's patreon.com. Jim Gossett Comedy. And, you know, $5-$10 a month, whatever you can do. Help him out because he is a conservative content producer. And that's a tough road to hoe because there are a lot of people who are trying to shut down conservative speech. They successfully did so the last 3 years with the DHS and the FBI and the IRS, etc. And so if you can help him out, that would be great. So let's turn to this trial in New York City. The opening argument was presented by this Matthew Colangelo, who was number three at Biden's DOJ, who left Biden's GOJ to literally take this case. It is being commandeered, commanded out of the White House.
He actually gave the opening argument. I mean, is Mike, when Mike Davis said it's hardwired to the Biden White House and it's hardwired to Merrick Garland's office at DOJ, you think he would try to hide it. But there's such a group of buffoons. He had to make, Colangelo had to make the opening argument, which that's what I went off this morning. Where in the hell's the criminal conspiracy? The Justice Department guy gave the opening argument. He's the architect of this.
Yes.
This is hardwired to Joe Biden, and we need to make Biden's White House and Merrick Garland own Colangelo, of which they know they're in such desperate shape with this kind of, you know, what is it, Rubik's Cube case, that they have to have him, Bigfoot, Big Tish James, and Bragg, and actually give the opening argument.
Yeah. We are the Soviet Union right now. We have four cases commanded out of the White House, a raid of Mar-a-Lago commanded out of the White House. You've got visitor logs that show Fani Willis, Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, all going to Joe Biden's White House. This is the biggest scandal in the history of the United States of America. You as Democrats have not had a choice for president since before 2016. Your candidate was chosen in 2016, your candidate was chosen in 2020, and your candidate is being chosen for 2024. Why are you still voting Democrat? You have not had a choice. Your choice has been gone. You're nothing to the Democrat Party. They already expect your vote, so they will do anything to you, knowing that you're going to stay a Democrat. Why in the hell are you still a Democrat? This is Mike Davis talking about Matthew Colangelo.
Well, this is obviously Biden-driven lawfare and election interference again.
I'm going to have to save the rest of that because I know we're running out of time, and we have a special guest, a Trump associate and a great man. Bruce Lavelle is going to join us next with details from the campaign trail. He's very close to Donald Trump. And some thoughts on this case and other items in the news. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. Is a massive walkout by not only students but faculty at Columbia University, which is going to do its learning online this semester because of rabid anti-Semitism. That rally yesterday looked like Nuremberg to me, to be quite honest. I'm grateful they've exposed themselves. I really, really am. I realize that this is very upsetting, but we now know. We've been talking about higher education, sending our kids off to higher education. It's become a joke that your kid's going to come back from school and he's going to hate America and he's going to hate this or she's going to whatever. They're going to suddenly think that they're, that they're the opposite gender and whatnot. And this is all madness. This is all a Marxist communist attempt at taking over the country. It is the moist dream of the class of 1968. And as I've said, what we need to do is stay as focused as the founders. We know who our enemies are. We know who we need to defeat. We know what they are planning. We need to stay focused on saving the country, on defending the defenseless, like Jewish students on campus, and then kicking the asses of the people who would attempt to foment violence on them and us. There you go. That's what we need to do. And you know what? We're the best intellectually and physically armed people on the face of the earth. So we don't have to take it. They strike first. We strike back with overwhelming force. That's just what we do. I'm not fomenting violence here. I'm not saying that we need to be violent. I'm just saying if they bring that to us, like they are planning on doing, and they are planning on making 2024 into the summer of 2020. And to be quite honest, we can't do this again. We can't do this every 4 years. And if the Democrat Party cannot win an election fairly, if the Democrat Party cannot be honest about who they are, then the Democrat Party needs to be beaten and either reinvented or made to disappear into the dustbin of history. That's it. That's it. So we got this this case going on in New York with Donald Trump and hush money that he paid Stormy Daniels. It is a nonsense trial. Everybody knows it's a nonsense trial. This is Mike Davis. I shared this. This Matthew Colangelo came from Biden's DOJ to bring this case, and nobody else would take this case. And this is Mike Davis, Article 3 Project, one of my favorite people. a guiding light when it comes to legal matters such as this. And here are his thoughts with regard to who is leading this case.
Well, this is obviously Biden-driven lawfare and election interference against Trump, and Biden's fingerprints are on all four of these unprecedented criminal prosecutions. Like you said, it was Matthew Colangelo who got deployed from the number three office, a senior political appointee in the Biden Justice Department, to resurrect this zombie case against Trump based upon a bogus legal theory that was
passed. And they're trying to make it, by the way, as salacious as possible. All right. And CNN is gobbling it up, and MSNBC is gobbling it up. And they're going to bring up National Enquirer headlines, and they're going to do all this. And anything they can to distract you from the foolishness and the baselessness of this case.
Passed over by the prior Manhattan DA, the Manhattan U.S. Attorney, the Federal Election Commission, and Bragg himself. And then they brought this indictment to interfere in the election. This is based upon allegations from 2017 that Trump somehow in 2017 cooked his books to win the election in 2016.
Yeah. that's exactly true. Oh, and by the way, DOJ is Brian, are you clicking me because Bruce is on the line? We have Bruce Lavelle. All right, thank you. Just say Bruce Lavelle is on the line. Bruce Lavelle is on the line. He's a little bit late, but we're glad to have him on. Bruce Lavelle, welcome to the Rob Carson Show.
Hey, Rob. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Sorry about I was outside and my phone was on silent, and then I looked down and I said, oh, my gosh, my ringer didn't go off.
That's all right. That's all right. We're glad to have you.
Theoretically, I wasn't late. I was eight without the L.
Well, let's talk about what you're up to these days and your thoughts on this trial in New York City. You are very close to Donald Trump. You've been a friend and associate and advisor for him for a very long time. What are you hearing from the president with regard to this case and obviously the attempt to interfere in this election and his campaign?
Well, all the above. And listen, I just, for the listeners, let's just go back to why we're here. We're here because the prosecution's so-called star witness, Michael Cohen. And listen, I know Michael Cohen. There are many people that will come forward if you ask how nasty, quote, and thirsty this person was or still is.
Yes.
Michael Cohen, during when the president announced running for office, he was always trying to insert himself in the campaign. He was always meddling. He was always threatening his position as the attorney in the Trump organization, bullying people, bullying reporters down in the foyer at Trump Tower, bullying coalition advisors, bullying anyone he could by not getting his way, and threatening them to slap them with cease and desist if they didn't bow down to Michael Cohen. This is the kind of shenanigans we had to deal with on the side, okay? So fast-forwarding this, going right on the eve of the election, let's say the eve, meaning very close, all of a sudden he makes this call. There's this, quote, porn star says that she was hanging with you and this and that, but I can make it go away. I can save the day. Now, Kellyanne Conway said the same thing what I'm saying on Fox News. You guys can go fact-check all of this.
Yes, sir.
He's the type of person that was so anxious, so thirsty. He was rejected by the campaign. We didn't want him on the coalition because he was just a nasty person. He used profanity every second of when he talked on the phone. He screamed at people. He had a severe Napoleon syndrome. Now, I'll back this up in front of him or anyone, quote. And so he find an opportunity where he can insert himself after being rejected in the entire year. No one liked him. We just tolerated him because he had, quote, a job in the Trump organization as an attorney. Okay. And he always made himself to be closer to Trump than he really was. But he really wasn't, now that we found out.
Yeah.
It was his version. And so he found a way that he thought he could save the 2016 election by, I'll take care of it. Because he was trying to live vicariously through Mr. Cohn, which was the original fixer in the 70s in New York. Y'all know where I'm going with this.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So he was trying to be the, quote, the fixer and brand himself in the media. Media hungry, always jumping out there, running his mouth, trying to be the guy. And he was always rejected because the type of person he was. So he found a moment to insert himself. He directed his own money to this lady. President Trump, quote, did not tell Michael to say, take your money and I'll pay you back. The monies paid to any attorneys are any levels of how you pay attorneys. Because a lot of attorneys, respectfully, are generally under contracts when you work in a corporation. You know, me, I have an attorney. They're not on payroll. They're just my attorney. I pay them as I need them. We call it a la carte. So all the business people understand this. Listen.
Of course.
So this is the truth behind this. Now, real quick, I know for time.
Go ahead.
Michael Cohen was always trying to leverage his relationship to get to potentially get access to other companies. This is why he was taking money from pharmaceutical companies, et cetera. What did he go to jail for, ladies and gentlemen? Tax evasion. He was taking money and promising access, but wasn't paying on the taxes. That's how he was able to get caught on tax evasion. You know how the IRS is. Once they see something, they start looking at everything else.
Yes.
And he was proved that he was avoiding taxes, and he got criminally charged, convicted, went to prison for tax evasion. When he was screaming, when they were squeezing on him of doing dirty side deals, he was hoping that President Trump would rescue him. President Trump is like, listen, I don't pay you to do side deals. I pay you to be the attorney. He gets mad because he feels like he should be vindicated or saved. What does he do? He flips. He goes in bed with the prosecution. Look, if you give us some inside information on Trump, we can help you. That's the truth, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Yeah, and he has flipped, and they found a sycophantic Trump hater in Alvin Bragg and an AG or a DA or an AG,
exactly.
I should say, and Letitia James, and they twisted this into this bookkeeping case into something into a 34-count indictment, which is an absurdity. And to top all things off, Michael Cohen can say whatever he wants, and Donald Trump cannot. If he says anything about Michael Cohen or anybody affiliated with the case, like a relative, like the judge's daughter, Donald Trump can be held in contempt and possibly in prison. And they're debating that this morning. Have you heard anything about that, Bruce Lavelle?
Well, you know, listen, they're always going to throw stuff around. And we already know, and even the prosecution knows, they're throwing stuff on the wall. The appeals is going to overrun this. You know, my thing is, like, my prayers, has got to be one common sense person on that doggone jury, you know.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
if there's one, we obviously know it's a hung. So, and, you know, and listen, it gets down to this, and this is what Rudy said down here in Fulton County, because, you know, we're dealing with Fannie, Fannie, fake Willis down here in Atlanta.
Yes.
When he came out and did that press conference on the courthouse steps, Fulton County, he says, listen, I have battled the mob. I have battled the most notorious gangsters on the planet. And he says, this pendulum, quote, that swings back and forth, back and forth. Right now, the pendulum is swinging over here on the Dem side. He said, remember this, one day the pendulum is going to swing back on your side. And if you don't stand up to what's right and you go along with this, everybody watching this right now sitting quiet is just as guilty.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, my friends, is what we're dealing with right now. So at some point, the consciences, if people have consciences, whether you're Democrat, Republican, left, right, whatever you are, you've got to admit and you've got to go in your core and say, you know what, I don't like this person or like this party or like this whatever, but this ain't right. Because this, my friends, could be my daughter. This could be my son. This could be my wife. This could be my brother. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the danger of what's going on in this dual justice system.
Stephen A. Smith. He doesn't like Donald Trump. He knows. He knows what's going on. He knows that this is lawfare at the highest degree. And I think America is turning away from it. Bruce Lavelle, I apologize that we were late, but I appreciate you joining me on the show today. As always, it's wonderful to hear from you. And thank you for this insight. God bless you, bro. I know that good is going to win, my friend. Good is going to win. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, let's take a break. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Our borders are secure. Our families are flourishing. Our values are renewed.
Trump loves this country in ways that many people in politics in the past don't. because their view of what America is a nation among many in the world. President Trump believes in America first. And can you imagine folks being hated and reviled for this? And yet he is. He's hated and reviled for loving America. It's between a man who believes America is good and decent against people who are behind Joe Biden, who think America isn't good. They think America is unjust and immoral from the days of our founding, and they are trying to undermine and transform this country. It's no more complicated than that. Folks, if you love this country, if you love America, the America you think exists, you don't have a choice in this election. Your only choice is President Trump. If you don't support President Trump here, you are going to end up facilitating the transformation of America into a country it was never intended to be. All we want is for all Americans to be free, to have the opportunity this Constitution and country offers everybody. We want a healthy and safe future, and we love it.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the great Rush Limbaugh. I get asked by a lot of people, you know, how do you suppose Rush would treat what's going on in this country? I can't speak for Rush Limbaugh. I do believe that America misses his guiding light. I really, really do. He had a way of... he had a take that you had to hear every single day. You had to hear his take. What I think Rush would say, well, it was what he just said right there, that this is the biggest challenge we've ever faced. And we have people inside our government who hate America as founded and want to change it. Don't believe me? Listen to the father of all of this nonsense.
Understand, it's not necessary for people to believe this information in order to weaken democratic institutions. You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage.
You wish like you had a third term, a stand-in, a front man, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats. Then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking.
Stand up against the poison. White supremacy.
White supremacy is terrorist.
White supremacists.
White supremacy.
White supremacy.
White supremacy.
Once they lose trust in their leaders, the mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough, but the virus stops.
Essentially, vaccines block you from getting and giving the virus.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves. Yeah.
You know what? It's the plan. Fundamental change of America. What I'm really remarkable, what I'm amazed by, is the silence from the other presidents about what is clearly a threat to the country, including George Bush, of course. George W. Bush, the great patriot, the great man who stood on the heap of 9/11 with a bullhorn, and spoke clearly for the first time in his life, and I had faith in him. I did. I had faith in him. I knew in my heart that he was going to deliver a blow to the people who brought down those buildings, and then he went after Saddam Hussein, and he got us into a war that lasted 20 years, and then I realized, you know, maybe he was a fraud. You know, maybe we've been lied to. Maybe a lot of people get paid when a lot of people die. A lot of people get paid when a lot of people die. And I'm grateful that over the last 3 years of my life, and I've been in radio for a long time. I've been in radio since 1989 when I started writing for Rush Limbaugh. And I believe that fate has brought us together at this moment in time, because I'm here, you're there, we recognize what is a threat to our country, and this is indeed, I believe, the greatest threat that we've ever faced in our lifetimes. And I am buoyed by the fact that good people are recognizing this. Good people are recognizing this. And I believe that through it all, and I've been praying for a very long time that we would come together as a nation. I've been watching since I got out of school. I remember the first year I got out of school, I told you this, first year in broadcast radio, two revolutions happened. One of them in East Berlin. It was a peaceful collapse of the Berlin Wall in the Soviet Union. That's what I believe that we have the capability of doing here. The other thing that happened the same year was that same movement of freedom in Tiananmen Square. And what happened there? The lights went out and the Chinese Communist Party murdered everybody, ran them over. You couldn't tell the bike parts from the body parts, and they washed the body parts into the storm drains, and they turned off the lights, and they censored us, and they censored everything. We know not a single damn thing about it, and then we immediately began relations with Communist China again, with George Bush Sr. at the helm of our country, and we've never held China accountable for that. So we have a choice in our country which way we want to go, Berlin Wall or Tiananmen Square. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. All right, hour number three of the Rob Carson Show is coming up. A mistrial in the case of an Arizona rancher charged with the murder of an illegal on his property. A little victory there. Some more on the case in New York and Jonathan Turley's excellent observations on that. Kamala Harris is a major problem for the Democrat Party, as well as your phone calls in the final hour of the Rob Carson Show. Don't go anywhere.
Hey guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is the Rob Carson Show.
And this is hour number three of the Rob Carson Show, 800-922-6680. If you would like to comment about anything we're talking about today, the voice is failing a little bit today. I think it's a combination of drywall dust and allergies, among other things. My entire every time I breathe drywall dust, because we are living in the home that we are having redone right now, and it has been to say the least a little challenging. You know, when you've got literally in our basement we have a coffee machine, little microwave we bought for like $80, and a toaster oven that I bought at the Goodwill store, which, by the way, blew the breaker last night, so we couldn't even eat dinner last night. But you know what? Things could be a lot worse. Trust me. I've seen a lot worse. I've been through a lot worse. And, you know, I'm glad to be here. I'm really glad to be here. I'm glad that you and I are here together, because we're going to take the country back. We are. And the great thing about it is we're all coming together, black people and white people, all the division that we felt, all of the division that's been forced down our throats the last 40 years or so, all of it is going away. This Jews and Gentiles coming together, this nonsense on University Campi with rabid anti-Semitism has been exposed. So even liberal Jews are beginning to realize the folly and the evil that the Democrat Party has become. So I'm very optimistic. I really am. I really am. Even with this trial going on in New York City with a rigged jury and a rigged judge and these four political indictments of Donald Trump and the threat of him possibly going to jail, Benny Thompson literally saying he wanted to take Donald Trump's Secret Service protection away. So they're kind of plotting a course to his assassination. It is thoroughly sickening. I've never seen anything like it. But even people who hate Donald Trump are beginning to realize what we are up against, what we are seeing. And we're tired of it. Do you want to live in this darkness for the rest of your life? Do you want to live in this darkness for another 4 years? I sure as hell am not going to live in this darkness another four freaking years. I'm not going to live in this malaise, this negative, this awful, this government state, this censorship machine, this open border, this ridiculously terrible economy where people are suffering dramatically. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. We have everything within us to experience life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But the one thing holding us back is a very corrupt government that only lives to enrich itself and the ones that it can channel our money to. That's it. We know it. We see it. We are done with it. And so I think all of this is going to culminate in an overwhelming wave that's going to sweep over this country in November. And once again, we're going to return to where we should be as the greatest engine of individual and economic freedom in the history of mankind. And we have many tribulations to get to before then. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about the Democrat Party. Because right now, CNN, MSNBC, they're doing live shots from New York City outside this ridiculous trial. Because they realize this is it. This is all they got. The other cases are not going to come to trial before November. This is it. The one shot that they have to get one guilty verdict on one of these stupid charges. They think that's going to be enough to change the election. It's not going to be enough. They think that keeping Donald Trump off the campaign trail, this is going to help them. It's not. It's making it worse for them. Don't they realize this is how we operate? This is how the American people operate. You say bleep me, I say bleep you. I come back and hit you in the face. That isn't dead. We aren't dead. Now we are done. That's it. But here's Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about the next step, because the Democrat Party is so desperate to stay in power. They have been exposed for everything they are. The American people are saying, we hate this. We are not down with this. We are not about going after our political enemies. We can't do that. We can't go this way. We can't have a federal government that weaponizes the DOJ against Christians and the political opposition. We can't have a government that decides what is the truth and what is the misinformation and disinformation. We can't become that. There's no way that we can live through that. There's no way that I'm going to live under that. Our founders didn't want to live under that, and we are not going to live under that. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene on the next step, which is taking away Donald Trump's Secret Service, getting him into jail, so they can basically kill him.
I agree with you. I think people are believing a complete conspiracy theory, thinking, oh, we're just going to win this election. Yeah, you're right. He is not invincible. He is a man. He's fighting as hard as possible. He's putting all he has into trying to win the election. But you also got to remember, he's at the same time he's trying to run for president again, he's having to put everything he has into defending himself against these rigged trials and this unbelievable perversion of our justice system. And the Democrats aren't sorry about it. They aren't going to back off of what they are doing. They literally want him dead. Benny Thompson introduced a bill to take away his Secret Service protection. Yeah. That's how serious they are. They want President Trump dead. They want to lock him up in jail for the rest of his life so that he dies in jail. And they want to take away his Secret Service protection so that he is murdered somewhere in jail, possibly.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I have no time to debate. I have no time for have a common sense discussion with Democrats who want to destroy our country and have an unfair election and take my candidate out of the race after they rigged the last election. The one thing they don't realize, the left doesn't realize, you and I are still pissed. You and I are still pissed about 2020. We know what happened in 2020. We've been told we can't have a thought about it. We have been told that we cannot say anything about it. We were told that we couldn't even discuss the possibility that the government was involved in the election. And we're still pissed about it. They never understood that. I told you at the beginning of the primary process, nobody believed me. I said, basically, there was no chance of any of the candidates, any of the Republicans becoming the candidate. I said at the very beginning. And I got heat about that. I said, I'm just going to tell you right now, you're wasting your money because nothing is going to take away the fire from inside of the people who know that the federal government was involved in that last election. That election was not free and fair. Nobody voted for this nonsense. Nobody believes that Joe Biden got 81 million votes. We have had too many people telling us that what we believe is disinformation and misinformation, and we have endured agony and pain like we could have never imagined in the last 4 years under this jackass as the president. So you have awakened a sleeping giant, and that sleeping giant is not going anywhere. No matter what you try in the next 8 months, we aren't going anywhere. We aren't going to leave Donald Trump. We aren't going to forsake the America First agenda. And if anything, you pissed us off even more. That's just it. Get used to it, because we ain't going nowhere. And if you try to hit us, we're going to hit you back 1,000-fold. We're done with it. We're tired of being punched when we're down. We're tired of being told what we believe is whatever. We're tired of being told that the real threat is MAGA fascists, enemies of democracy, white supremacists, all of this. We're done. We're done with the nonsense. This is the year we turn back to common sense from nonsense. And thank God in heaven that nonsense has not taken over completely, that there is a modicum of common sense available with each and every one of us. It's still there. It's still burning. And the positive is it's bringing us together. It is bringing us together. Again, you know, we've been divided by along race lines since the early 90s with Rodney King and then George Floyd and then blah, 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 blah. And then Barack Obama was supposed to bring us together and we could heal all the country's wounds. He only made things worse. But now, after so many years of suffering, people of color are realizing, oh, yeah, we've been sold a bill of goods. We've been sold a bill of goods. Jewish people now are realizing, oh, we've been sold a bill of goods. Yeah, we've got a government right now who is literally cheering for the fall of Israel, who literally wants to change the leadership of Israel in its time of greatest crisis that held up all aid for Israel after the October 7th until now. It wasn't even a priority. They just put it on with a Ukraine bill. So now you know, Jewish people, now you know that the Democrat Party and the deep state are not on Israel's side. They left you hanging. And then we've got what's happening on university campuses, which further exemplifies what you're up against. So here we go. Again, I'm very grateful all of this has been uncovered, because now that evil has been unmasked, we can kick its butt. That's what we're doing. Yeah, yeah. Where do we want to go here? Where do we want to go here? Oh, you know what I think we should do? I think we should do a Biden economy update.
We're eating pickles.
All of of it here, but I do have a bunch of things I want to get to on the other side of the break, including the insane cost of purchasing a home has hit a new high. In case you haven't heard, there is a new category of individuals who are working their butts off but still don't have enough to pay the bills. They are called Alices, and the gas prices in California soaring well above the federal minimum wage. All of that is coming up after this break, and this is the Rob Carson Show. It is the Rob Carson Show. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Trump case in New York with Doug Burns, former federal prosecutor. I like this guy a lot, and he always has some amazing take on it. We will talk to him at the bottom of the hour to see the developments today. They were debating this morning as to whether Donald Trump would be held in contempt and possibly jailed for 30 days, which, you know, the fuse is already lit. The fuse is already lit. So now it's just a matter of what it blows up into. And people are done with this lawfare. Even Democrats are tired of it. The already insane cost of purchasing a home has hit a new high. Now, when I had to sell cars for 3 years, and and it was very tough. It was very tough on me. I had to do it to save my family. I was quite good at it, and I worked 7 days a week. I worked 7 days a week selling cars. Usually my days off, if I had a days off, Wednesdays and every other Sunday. That's what I had, right? And generally, I would work those days. I didn't have a vacation for 3 years. I didn't have a week off for 3 years. And guess what? I was able to buy a home then. I was able to buy a home with my wife. I wouldn't be able to do it today. If I was still selling cars, my wife and I would still be in a crappy rental. We would still be paycheck to paycheck. You know, we're just now trying to overcome the shrapnel that we went through financially. And now I know what it, and it must be soul crushing for you. If you haven't experienced a 100% increase in your pay while the cost of owning a home has gone through the ceiling. Redfin shows that the combination of steep mortgage rates, elevated home prices has pushed the median monthly housing payment. Are you ready to this? You ready for the average monthly house payment right now? You better sit down for this. $2,700. $2,700 a month. 11% increase from the same time last year. What is that? What is that per year? 20, 25, 12. You've got to make, at least 120 to comfortably be able to afford that mortgage payment. And that's everything, I guess. I would assume $2,700 is going to include your property tax, all the your PMI and all that. I don't know about you, but $35,000 a year for your house, you got to be making some serious money to be able to do that. And you're probably not even going to be able to pay off any principal. Trust me, I went through this. When I lived in Maryland, I got hit at 6 3/4, adjustable rate mortgage. The job that I was promised, never delivered. The agent that I had lied to my mortgage banker, said, you're going to make a lot more money next year. And I was hosed. No principal at all paid. So, mortgage buyer Freddie Mac said Thursday that an average rate on a 30-year loan crossed a 7% threshold for the first time this year. While it is down from the peak of 7.79, it remains sharply higher than the pandemic-era lows of 3%. Okay? So, your monthly mortgage payment at the end of 30 years, if you have a monthly mortgage payment of $2,100, you will have to pay back on a $300,000 mortgage at 7.1%. You will have paid back the $300,000 plus $426,000 in interest after 30 years at 7.1% on a $300,000 mortgage. So overall, right now, if you buy that $300,000 house at 7.1%, 30-year mortgage, you're paying $726,000 for your house. Yeah. When Donald Trump was the president, average 30-year mortgage rate was 2.65%. So using the same formula, $300,000, your monthly mortgage payment would be $1,200. At the end of 30 years, you will have paid back the $300,000 plus $135,000 in interest. So under Trump, your mortgage, $435,000. Under Joe Biden, $726,000. Yeah. Then in the Menlo Park Chevron in California, $7.29 for regular unleaded gas. The minimum wage in California, federally is $7.25 an hour. The minimum wage in California is $16 per hour. If you work at a fast food restaurant, you're $20 an hour, but a lot of those businesses are going out of business or laying off people. Prices at gas stations statewide in California, $5.43 a gallon. If you think they're high now, if Joe Biden became the president again, and I do not believe that is going to happen because we won't allow it to happen, it's going to go a lot higher. A lot higher. And then there's this. Did you hear about the Alices? You may be an Alice. Asset limited, income constrained, employed. All right? 29% of U.S. households are Alices, meaning that you are working enough hours, making enough money to not get federal benefits like food stamps and whatnot, but not enough to make ends meet. So you're struggling and you're suffering and you're putting money on credit cards. Yeah. Earnings may have increased, but not kept up with the rampant inflation, skyrocketing borrowing costs and rising property prices. The three states in the U.S. with the highest percentage of Alice households, Mississippi, Florida, Georgia. Some 18 states have rates higher than 30%. Alaska, Wyoming. And there's nothing more agonizing than this. Nothing more agonizing than this. All right. For supplemental security income, meanwhile, which provides benefits for Americans with disabilities, the cutoff for individuals is about $1,900 a month. $1,900 a month. $24,000 a year. You can't make a living on that. You can't pay your bills. SNAP benefits, food stamps, Americans must apply with their state, meet certain requirements. Family must have an income below about 138% of federal poverty level, meaning a family of four must have a gross income below $39,000. If you're above $39,000, you know. And by the way, new research shows that more than half of Americans earning over $100,000 a year are living paycheck to paycheck. Paycheck to paycheck. I remember when six figures used to be the deal. I remember the first time that I made six figures for the very first time. It was 1995. Yeah, 1995. I made at least six figures until about 2013. And then, lost my job, lost my house, got a job in talk radio, lost my job. So I can understand how you are suffering right now. And all I can tell you is, and I speak from experience, hang on. Get up every day with hope in your heart. Do not give up. Do not give up. And also, don't be afraid to ask for help. There are people who love you and care for you, and you will find a way. I promise you. Let's take a break and come back. Going to talk about the Trump trial next. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show.
What is clear is in this case, Trump is right. I mean, this is an embarrassment. I mean, the fact that we are actually talking about this case being presented in a New York courtroom leaves me in utter disbelief. I mean, the arguments today did in fact capture all the problems here. You know, you had this misdemeanor under state law where that had run out. This is going back to related to the 2016 election, and they zapped it back into life by alleging that there was a campaign finance violation under the federal laws that doesn't exist. The Department of Justice doesn't view it this way. But on top of that, you've got these tough factual issues that were laid out well by the Trump team, saying someone else designated this as a legal expense. And he was actually paid far in excess of this because of this was a legal account.
Yeah. And from what I gather and what I feel is that the left is becoming more desperate as this case continues, because this is for all the marbles. This is it. This is the only shot at taking Donald Trump out. That's the vibe I'm getting. So they're doing everything they can to make sense of all of this. Doug Burns, former federal prosecutor, joins us on the Newsmax hotline. And Doug, it is such a pleasure to have you back on. I really enjoyed our conversation last week. We are in the end of the trial here. What are your thoughts on what is this day number three of the of the trial? Technically, I guess, or day. I'm not exactly but what are your thoughts today as this trial progresses?
Well, first of all, I agree with Professor Jonathan Turley 100%.
Yeah.
The thing is really like a baked-in scam or magic trick, seriously, legally. Let me start with the proposition. I think you'll find it interesting. Okay. If you took six physicians, highly, highly decorated, skilled in their field, whichever field you want to choose, you presented them a medical case, and the issue was, the diagnosis, the treatment, you would expect them pretty much to unanimously agree on this. It's the same thing in a law case, okay? And this is the whole scam of it. Any lawyer, self-respecting lawyer worth 2 cents in criminal law, knows a number of completely and totally immutable points about this case. Number one, as Professor Turley said, and I've said over and over and over, this is a misdemeanor case, okay? And it was a misdemeanor case that was barred by the statute of limitations. Now, another quick editorial is you have the around the dining room table on the political discussions where everybody's sort of just running their mouths, and then you have, again, law. Law is like science. It's a discipline, okay? So the point is it's a misdemeanor case out of time. So they try to elevate it to a felony on an absolutely ridiculously strained theory, which is that it's some type of federal election law. Number one, we go to school on the John Edwards case, okay? The Department of Justice fell on their faces. It was embarrassing. They tried to say that his relationship affair, which resulted in a child, was election related. It wasn't. It was all about family and embarrassment, just like this case. And so the Federal Election Commission, very important, Rob, and the United States Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York both declined to go forward against Trump on any election case theory. So isn't it remarkable, and I'll come up for air, to watch these liberal pundits making this sound like it's such a serious case. It's just embarrassing. And kudos to Professor Turley and to Andy McCarthy, because they've really been calling it out.
Yeah, and also Jonathan Turley pointed out that Hillary Clinton did the same thing that Donald Trump did with regard to the Steele dossier, although I would venture to say it was much, much worse than what Donald Trump even considered here.
I disagree with Turley. What she did was 10 times worse, not even
of course.
Because, by the way, this is interesting. It's one thing to get the media to back you. That's terrible. We know that. But how much worse is it to get federal law enforcement to back you? That's just breathtaking. That's just right down a road of like totalitarianism. So what do? They just call the other side, totalitarians. But I mean, the point is, this particular case in New York City, I can honestly say, and I don't want to be melodramatic, after 38 years of practicing law, I cannot believe this is taking place in front of my eyes.
Yeah. One of the things that I've I think that they're getting more desperate. I think that the reason why MSNBC and CNN are broadcasting live out from the courtroom is that this is all the marbles. They've got to get him on one of these. You literally are firing a shotgun at a target. You've got 34 counts on a nonsensical case. They're hoping that one of these minute charges will result in a guilty verdict. And then that's what they can, rest the election on is a conviction as a felon. But it isn't going to make any difference. It isn't going to make a difference, not a single difference, to Donald Trump voters or the people who have come to Donald Trump who see this for what it is.
Well, what they see, though, apparently, a little above my pay grade, I'm not the political expert, but they are convinced, and you're way more of an expert than me, Rob, they're convinced that, independent voters are going to turn around and say, I'm not voting for a convicted criminal. But I'm looking at a sheet of notes I made to appear with you, and my number one point is the 34 counts. So let me just address that. In 1994, I think the listeners will find this interesting, I prosecuted a 12-kilogram heroin case. That's a big case, okay? Two defendants, and I charged them in two counts in the indictment, two counts. Count one, conspiracy to deal heroin. Count two, substantive heroin dealing. One defendant received life imprisonment. The other one received 240 months. Serious, serious criminal case, two counts. So to return 34 counts here is probably the biggest disgrace of all, Rob, because you have people in their kitchen saying to their wife, but Mabel, they charge him with 34 crimes. Notice that word, crimes. It's not crimes. It's repetitively charging the same exact thing, and it's really very disgraceful. And it's just one of many, many, many of the tricks they're using. The other trick is to be on CNN and MSNBC, you know, making it sound so serious. And they're always very vague. They never go within 100 miles of what Professor Turley and Andy McCarthy and I are saying, which is, hey, it's a misdemeanor case, et cetera. Although, interestingly enough, one of the anchors on CNN grudgingly said to a guest this afternoon, you know, this idea of killing a story and paying money, that's not illegal, though, is it? So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, and then also CNN made a point that one of the alternate jurors is given the day because of a dental appointment, and yet Donald Trump can't get off for his son's graduation. And even they admitted there was an issue with that. And at this point, I mean, this judge is, with every move that he makes and every time he opens his mouth, he exposes his abject partisanship and his desire to punish Donald Trump in every way, shape, and form, either before the verdict or after the verdict.
Well, that's the biggest tragedy of all, Rob, because if you go back to 7th grade social studies, I'm being a little sarcastic, you know, separation of powers. If you have a rogue prosecutor who's deeply infected with politics and Democratic clubhouse politics, wants to advance his career, you know, wants to move up the public office ladder, okay, that's a terrible thing. But a judge, my God, has to be the buffer zone who will hold the line against that and want to be interested in the truth. I can't believe I'm seeing judges, seriously, Angeron and now this judge, who do not appear to want – I mean, the greatest thing that a judge does, to be corny, in all seriousness, I've been in front of great, great federal judges. If they hated somebody, they would be completely open-minded and let that person present their case. And that is the greatest thing about the American legal system. And the erosion of that right in front of our eyes is really troubling. It's not a joke. Well,
and then you've got Jack Smith. Obviously, Jack Smith, a Hague judge. He has no he is not a principled constitutional attorney in any way, shape, or form. You know, so this is honestly nothing we've never seen before, and all of it coordinated out of the White House. I mean, we've literally have visitor logs with Fani Willis and Letitia James and Alvin Bragg. You've got Michael Colangelo, number three at Biden's DOJ, leaving Biden's DOJ to bring this case. I mean, have you ever seen anything like this, a command and control operation for political indictments against a political opponent out of the White House?
No. It's absolutely remarkable what's going on, as I said. And then you have Hillary Clinton looking right into the camera, you know, recently. I happened to see the clip, and she's saying, you know, Trump wants to imprison his opponents. Is she kidding us with that?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it's unbelievable. But again, in all seriousness, from an intellectual perspective, their playbook, I don't know who taught them this, and I don't know whether it's effective or not. You would know better than me, is to call, I think you just said this in the show today, accuse the other side of exactly what you're doing.
Of course. That's what Marxists do. They project what they are doing upon us. Everything they do is exact opposite, and nobody's falling for it anymore. Let me ask you this, and I'm just going to tell you that if they put Donald Trump in jail, the fuse has already been lit and the explosion will happen. People are done with this, and he's talking about possibility of putting in Donald Trump in jail. I mean, this is, you can't make it bigger than this, putting an ex-president in prison for violating an unconstitutional gag order. Do you suppose this judge would have the cojones to do something like this, and what will happen, do you suppose?
Yeah, I was going to interject the word cojones because it's perfect. All right, here's where it stands in my view. Even this judge, and that's the way to put it, even this judge will not have the cojones, and that is definitely an apt word, cojones, to try to put him in jail. Because, by the way, I have a friend who's a retired Secret Service agent. I mean, I've worked with Secret Service agents for my entire career, and he said, Doug, you don't understand. Secret Service could turn around and tell somebody trying to put him in cuffs, they could say, if you touch this man, I'm arresting you under federal law right now. Okay? Right. So it's a massive crisis. And by the way, I was horrified. Now I see a report yesterday. Oh, they want to take away Trump's Secret Service protection. Why do you think that is, Rob? For that exact reason. So they cannot, with the notion that he is guarded by the United States Secret Service, they cannot have the cojones to do that.
it's never going to happen. Also, they're smart enough to realize that that would be a huge mistake. But not to be overly alarmist, I've been saying to people for months, you do that and you actually are going down the road to a potential civil war.
Yeah. Oh, I don't disagree. And everybody's afraid to say that. But I'm going to tell you, there is a point where society breaks down. There is a point where people have had enough. Enough is enough and enough. And it happened in our founding. I am not in any way, shape or form fomenting this. But I am telling you now that if that happens, there is going to be hell to pay. And if the election is tampered with, and if there is an indication, as with the last election, that the federal government was involved, that people aren't going to live under that this for another 4 years. I'm just saying it.
Well, what you're saying is brilliant, because there's a breaking point, okay? Human beings, world history, you know, we don't have to be history professors to know that all throughout human history, there's a breaking point where all of a sudden violence is in play, strife, wars for thousands of years. So the point is, they can't possibly think with a straight face that they can try to imprison him on this case. And again, I just implore everybody, read the Andy McCarthy article of literally today. Read what Professor Turley's saying. Listen to what guys like I'm saying on Newsmax. It's just somebody's got to really just give it some credence. I mean, this is just breathtaking. If somebody walked into my office with this case, I've been saying, I would say, look, bad news and good news. The bad news is you're technically charged with a criminal offense. The good news is you are not in serious criminal law trouble. This is a misdemeanor level case on your worst day. There will never be any discussion of any incarceration or jail time. Case is going to come out just fine, seriously. But because it's Trump, and by the way, you can add other points real quick. They could have brought this case 3-4 years ago. I know you've been saying that, obviously. It was absurd that they brought it now. It's just breathtaking, you know, to see this unfolding in front of our eyes. But the last optimistic point is it seems to be backfiring a little already.
Yeah, I do.
Hopefully it'll backfire more, Rob.
Yeah. Doug Burns, it is a pleasure to have you on and have you on as an expert. I enjoy what you have to say, and your bedside manner is outstanding. I believe we're in the cusp of a Berlin Wall movement against this oppressive government and DOJ. Thank you, my friend, and we look forward to having you on again.
Appreciate the kind words. Thank you.
All right, let's take a break. This is the Rob Carson Show. I really enjoyed Doug Burns. I think he's outstanding. There's something about his approach, his experience. One of my favorite guests. I really, really enjoy hearing his take on things. And this case in New York City. I think the judge would be foolish to put Donald Trump in prison. I think that we are at a breaking point in our country with abuse of conservatives and those who love the country. I think we are at a breaking point. 8 years, 9 years of negativity, 97% negative coverage of Donald Trump, being called everything from white supremacist to MAGA fascist, to being told that we should feel guilty about being born for the color of our skin. Black people being told you cannot succeed with anything in your life because of institutional racism, which is a profound insult to the incredible history of black people in our country. My heroes, your heroes, everybody from Louis Armstrong to Clarence Thomas to Michael Jordan to, I mean, it go on and on in science and industry and entertainment and athletics. And I mean, just Aretha Franklin, for God's sake in heaven. Think of all the greatness, all of the Thurgood Marshall. Think of all of George Washington Carver, all of the greatness, all of the earth-shattering, life-changing people of color who've come from this country, despite hardships that no one in this generation can even imagine. And you've been told to hate the country. And I think we're just done with it. We're at a breaking point. We can't get lower in America's inner cities as far as how kids are doing. We can't get lower in this country as far as this critical race theory and this transgender madness. We can't take any more of this southern border and the fact that the people in power in Washington, D.C. don't give a crap about you and me. Don't give a damn about you and me. There's nothing in these bills that they're passing on Capitol Hill to give money to Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan, among other things. None of it for the biggest concern we have, which is our southern border. They don't freaking care. But you know what? We're not going to let them run over us anymore. We're done with it. All right. I'm gonna break things up a little bit with a little comedy. I've been getting a lot of requests for this. I think a lot of it from Gen Xers who grew up with Saturday morning cartoons and the one last cartoon right before American Bandstand or Soul Train, whichever you prefer, was Fat Albert. And so Jim Gossett did this about Fat Albert Bragg.
Hey, 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 it's Fat Albert. And I'm gonna make a charge for you and claim some things that are untrue. Alvin Bragg, that's my name. I got no soul, I have no shame. We'll have a good time as we try to railroad Trump before I'm kicked out on the big fat rum. Lies, 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 gonna tell some big lies. Lies, 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 gonna tell some big lies. My name's Fat Alvin, and I set killers free. I'm the worst DA in New York history. Fail, 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 I'm failing big time. Trump, Trump, Trump's got me sweating big time.
There you go. There you go. This is Mike Davis from Article 3 Project. He says this entire case is going to backfire.
This is a malicious prosecution. It's part of a criminal conspiracy by these Biden Democrats to violate Trump and so many others' civil rights, to interfere in the election because they fear American voters on November 5th, 2024. They know Trump is beating Biden like a drum, according to all polling. And they see polling that suggests if they win one of these criminal convictions against Trump, that Biden could beat Trump. And I would say this is going to backfire spectacularly on the Democrats.
Yeah, I believe it is going to backfire. Let's take a break and come back. You are listening to The Rob Carson Show. All right, guys, that's going to do it for the show today. God bless and save our Jewish students in the country, Israel and America. Until tomorrow, do not catch the stew, but I'll see you then.